The group has filed a motion to dismiss the request by a guardian to let a 54-year-old stroke victim die. The woman has violent dementia and must be sedated to keep her from removing the feeding tube, keeping her alive. Wisconsin Right to Life Executive Director Barbara Lyons says the woman has not specifically expressed her wish to die and is not in a persistent vegetative state. Lyons says her group has sympathy for the woman's family, but it is a test case with major implications.
Well, there's no question that there are many people around the state that are in states of dementia, that have other types of conditions. They're incapacitated in some way. Certainly people with disabilities could be strongly affected. And these are life and death situations for them, because if you don't feed someone or give them water, they die.
Lyons says the case could go to the Supreme Court. The woman had not had a directive drawn up saying what doctors should do if she were not able to make medical decisions for herself. The guardian's request will be heard in La Crosse County Circuit Court on Wednesday. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio, La Crosse.